I heard Kate say today that she's pretty much completely virtual. We are the same. I can tell you that George got COVID, and the day I was supposed to get out of jail, I was in quarantine. On the 10th day, I tested positive. And so I was in quarantine for another, I was in isolation for another 14 days. And in between having the virus, there's a real thing called COVID brain. In between having the virus, I was trying to work from home and I was trying to deal with my staff and I was trying to answer the emails as I could. But sometimes I did not know what I had told my staff and they would have to remind me. And other times, I just didn't feel like I had enough energy to be able to work. And so lots of different things that we deal with, and we could talk about, the workplace. So let's start with advising your clients on a body of law. And Jackie, I don't know if you want to start with this one.
Yeah, sure. As you mentioned, there are some of these new challenges. It's an ethics circus, really, these new challenges that we're facing. Like you mentioned, they can be kind of, some are COVID related, some are not so COVID related. So we hope those some not so COVID related will disappear next year. We don't know. Let's find out. But advising clients on the status of a body of law that's constantly in flux. And it's funny because it's actually not the law. Like, the law itself is the same, but we've just been hit with, injunctions, EOs, proclamations, and reorganization of administrative bodies that changes the landscape of adjudications. And then what comes next? The October Visa Bulletin. So this says, for those of you the October Visa Bulletin has been mentioned a few times. The October Visa Bulletin essentially freed up a whole pile of visas for backlog EB employment-based categories.
And would be because nobody is coming.
Nobody's getting them, right, because nobody's getting granted because of the other EOs and proclamations and nonsense that have also been mentioned. And so what that means is you have to rush because you don't know what the next month is necessarily. You can get ideas, you can get a sense from people in the know, but we don't know exactly what the November Visa Bulletin is going to bring us. And I think as of today, it's not out. Is that right?
It is not out yet. Everybody is guessing. Some people have said tomorrow. Some people have said not before next week. But the reason that makes a difference is for planning purposes, right? Because before, it was a steady. By the 10th of the month, we would have the visa bulletin. And so you can plan because it's the November bulletin. So you can look at your workload, see what priority dates might be retrogressing and how to get back. Right now, if it's the 21st of October, so you've got basically 9-10 days to figure out, okay, what do I have to finish in case those visa numbers retrogress and I can't file my cases? And so that's why I think that's where the ethics part comes in, because who are you going to prioritize? If you have 100 adjustments sitting there waiting to be processed, how do you decide who gets the top billing in your office and gets priority to be, is that an ethical issue?
Of course it is. No one has unlimited bandwidth, especially now. Everybody's dealing, the challenges we talked about virtual working and not having clients in the office, limiting contact with clients so that you don't come down with COVID. Like poor Michelle, really, it is going to put you need to put realistic limits on what your bandwidth is. And that means you do have to prioritize. And you have to prioritize not only the current clients that you have, but the potential new clients who might get wind of this and knock on your door.
Well, I mean, and the truth of the matter is, because we're living in this state, this virtual world, I mean, I can tell you honestly that my wait to have even an initial consultation with me before COVID was about 5 weeks. I'm open next Tuesday if anybody needs a consultation.
Yeah, me too.
It's just you know, it's extremely difficult in having to adjust to the way things have changed. Yes. And by the way, I will tell you that we firmly believe that George got COVID either in court or at a detention center or at USCIS, because that is the only place that we go.
That is, I have no doubt about that.
We don't eat in a restaurant. We always are at home. We are very pro-mask. We don't have any people at our office. We don't see clients. And I mean, I was the one who took care of George, or tried to take care of him. He was really, really sick. And so it was inevitable that I was going to get it. Mm-hmm. But again, you know, as we transition into our next topic, which is litigating in a virtual courtroom, what do you do? You know, are you willing to risk the health of your family? I don't have parents here. George doesn't have parents that are old or that are living and that are able to, you know, that we are high risk. We have not opened our home to anyone. Our daughter hates us. She thinks that we are the strictest parents that ever existed, and that all her friends at school take their mask off the second they get out of class, and they hang out together, and she doesn't get to do a lot of those things. So in terms of ethics, what would you say are the issues that you deal with, Jackie?
Yeah. So, I mean, and the